TED Audio Collective. This is TED Health. I'm your host, Dr. Shoshana Ungerleiter. In recent years, it seems like wearable health technology has really made its way into every aspect of our lives. Feels like everyone I know has a smartwatch or a fitness tracker. In her TED Monterey 2021 talk, healthcare technology entrepreneur Alicia Chong Rodriguez introduces us to a new idea, a smart bra that collects data on heart rate and rhythm, temperature, and even breathing. Hear how this undergarment not only tracks symptoms, but could be turned into an actual lifesaver while closing the data gaps on women's health.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Are you driving your car or doing laundry right now? Podcasts go best when they're bundled with another activity. Like Progressive home and auto policies, they're best when they're bundled too. Having these two policies together makes insurance easier and could help you save. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save nearly $800 on average. Quote a home and car bundle today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $793 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary.
Support for this podcast comes from The Wonderful Company. If that name doesn't sound familiar to you, you probably know the pistachios that come from this company. Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Get snacking and get cracking with a snack that packs a protein punch. I love the various Wonderful Pistachio flavors. So in addition to the original flavor, I'm particularly fond of the salt and vinegar, and I keep little packets of them in my car so that I can eat and get some protein on the run. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more.
Hey everyone, it's Adam Grant. I host a podcast called Rethinking, about the science of what makes us tick. This season, we're talking about navigating young adulthood with clinical psychologist Meg Jay.
If I had to pick one word that I hear from 20-somethings more than any other word in terms of where the struggles come from, it's uncertainty. And so I think just the uncertainty involved in how do you make those big life decisions? How do you take control of your life?
Find and follow Rethinking with Adam Grant wherever you're listening.
I am proudly named Alicia after my grandma. She dedicated her life to women's health as an obstetrician in a time when women were rarely allowed to obtain medical degrees. We lost her to a heart attack when I was 13 years old. When one of my co-founders, Monica, was 12, she was waiting at school for her mom to pick her up. Only that didn't happen because her mom, a 44-year-old physician, had suddenly passed away from a stroke. Unfortunately, our stories are common. Heart disease and stroke are the leading causes of death and disability worldwide. And for women, it is not only harder to recognize, diagnose, and treat, but after a heart attack or a stroke, women also face higher mortality. There are about 44 million women living in the US with heart disease. And the incidences for women under 65 are on a rise. So what's going on? The answer lies at the intersection of two areas, data and medical devices. Let's look at data first, or the lack of it. When I was doing cardiovascular research at MIT, I had access to huge data sets, realizing that women were one of the largest subgroups underrepresented was eye-opening. In fact, women were basically excluded from cardiovascular clinical trials until the NIH mandated inclusion in 1993. This is why existing technologies and therapies often fall short, because most of them have been designed using data primarily from male animals and men. And as artificial intelligence helps turbocharge digital health, there's a danger that algorithms mostly trained with male data and biases will actually perpetuate the problem. Next, let's look at medical devices. The one type fits all approach doesn't even take into account the fact that heart disease and stroke can present differently in women. Way too often, female thresholds are not programmed, smaller arteries cannot be visualized, and poor clinical grade monitoring systems cannot accommodate to different body shapes or her stages in life. In the 1800s, Amelia Bloomer led a movement against damaging corsets towards more comfortable and useful garments for women. She inspired us to think, what if we could solve both the data and the device challenge by using a garment that most women already wear daily? What if a garment designed to support women could also augment her health? Our idea is to turn the everyday bra into an actual lifesaver. And this is how we're doing it. This is our augmented garment platform. It gives women the ability to continuously and remotely acquire physiological data. By wearing this bra, women can view insights and patterns and keep an automated journal in her phone, giving her a simple way to tag symptoms and collect life-saving data to share with her doctor for early detection and targeted management. It can even track the safety and efficacy of certain therapies. We've built medical-grade textile sensors that can adapt to multiple bra styles and sizes for continuous, reliable, and repeatable data all around her torso and her heart. We can track heart rhythm, breathing, temperature, posture, and movement. And by applying algorithms, we can use this data to decode symptoms, articulate arrhythmia triggers, and generate personalized digital biomarkers. Unlike traditional biomarkers like blood that take a snapshot in time, digital biomarkers work more like a video, using data collected over time to explain, influence, and even predict health outcomes. They have the potential to enable care immediately. No more wait time for results. She has the data available when she needs it the most. With medical-grade technology, as easy as wearing a bra, we could catch up, close the data gap, enable easier participation in clinical trials, and bring women's healthcare into the 21st century. The more women that wear this augmented bra, the faster we can create a truly meaningful and inclusive data set on women's health. Collectively, this data can enable breakthroughs in digital diagnostics and therapeutics to solve some of the biggest healthcare challenges humanity faces today. With our unique biological data, our ability to gather more and more of it, and our ability to learn from it using AI, the dream of making medicine without bias and truly personal can be achieved. And that, of course, benefits all of us. Thank you.